ghosts are real. That much I know. I've seen them all my life.
You know, I'm just gonna finally come to the conclusion that I just don't fucking like Guillermo del Toro. There we go. I recently can only think of one film I actually like, and I don't even love it like everyone else does, and that's Pan's Labyrinth. But all his other fucking movies, I think, is just some dog shit. And people, we're here to talk about Crimson Peak. Why the fuck they call it that, I have no goddamn idea. And the movie is a horror. I don't know what the fuck you call this, to be honest. But we got Mia Wasikowski playing Edith Cushing, and Jessica Chastain playing Lucille Sharp, Tom Hiddleston, Thomas Sharp, and you got Jim Beaver. Well, I thought was Jeff Bridges for a second. He looked similar to him a little bit in here. Playing Carter Christian, plays her father. And she opens up the movie, obviously telling the story of how her mother died and how she, you know, goes surreal or whatever. And she's an inspiring writer, if you will. And she likes to write horror novels and stuff like that. And, you know, Sairi looks at her and is like, oh, you're a woman. Write love stories. That's much better for me. She's like, fuck that. I don't want to do that. So Tom Hiddleston gets into the picture by, because her father, he owned, they did bring up what he, I guess he owned buildings and stuff like that, but he's a very powerful and rich man in this universe here. And Tom Hiddleston is trying to receive a loan, if you will, from him to help build a machine that will, I guess, dig up snow or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck this machine does, honestly. And, you know, he's courted by young Edith here, and he is smitten with her, if you will. And next thing you know it, let's just say that a certain bribe came in to the section where her father was like, I don't like this guy for some reason. And then he hires a detective to do work on him, and he's like, oh, I found out the reason why. You know, you're in love with my daughter, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write you a check, you and your weird-ass sister, Jessica Chastain. Y'all get the fuck up out of here and go. Next thing you know it, father ends up being murdered. I wondered by who. And Edith is, you know, obviously the only people she have in her life now is Tom Hiddleston. They end up getting married, and they travel back to jolly old England, where she is forced to stay in this shitty looking fucking house. And I put the emphasis on shitty looking house, which I don't even think is possible to live in. And thus the movie takes you into the horror fanatics of what this is. Okay, that's the plot synopsis now, people. I want to go ahead and say this. I was liking the movie at the beginning. It has a Victorian-style period piece to it, which I was enjoying. It reminded me of a movie. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. It came out last year, though, before Captain America, and it had it was damn near like the female version of Assassin's Creed Liberations, the one for the PSP. But only without the assassins being in. I can't remember the damn name of the film or whatever, but I remember I was talking shit about it, and then when I saw the movie, it was actually better than what I expected, and it could have possibly made my top 20 list of 2014 as well. But it has that style to it, you know, and looked really fucking good. I mean, my God, Guillermo del Toro, man. I believe the dude could make a good drama film. But for some reason, he always has to add the genre shit into it, if you will. You know, there's always got to be some sci-fi, comic bookish, pretty much fanboy shit is what I'm going to go ahead and say. You got to add fanboy shit in here. Because this is a horror movie about ghosts. And I got to tell you right now, the ghosts fucking ruined the movie. Because not only do you got this Victorian style period piece film going on here, but you also got somewhat of a murder mystery in that as well. And that's dealing with Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain. Now, I will say this. The performances I thought was great on Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain. I thought Mia Wasikowska, I thought she got overshadowed by those two, because those two were so good in the film that it's just, it's not even, her shit, it doesn't even matter what she does here. And plus, I'm not gonna lie, I think her character is just kind of boring. She has a trait, like I said, where she's writing, but once her father dies, she doesn't, that shit gets thrown away. I mean, it never gets brought up again about her writing or anything like that ever again. And towards the end of the film, and when Jessica Chastain's burning her shit, but that's a whole other thing. But I was enjoying the film. I was enjoying a lot of it. Even as predictable as it was, I was still enjoying it. Until the goddamn ghost came in here. My God, Guillermo, the horror movie, the aspect of this ruined your movie. Fucking ruined it. I mean, first of all, you got a ghost, which I believe was your mother, if I'm not mistaken, what she said at the beginning when she was younger, telling her, beware of the Crimson Peak. What the fuck does that supposed to mean? And I mean, what the fuck is that supposed to mean by the simple fact that you should have been saying, don't get married to the creepy British guy that brings his sister. It's something like that. I don't know. There's even, you know, I'm just saying tidbits here. Or even when she goes to the house when they go to England, she didn't even acknowledge the fact that there's a giant ass hole where snow is flying through or whatever. You're just like, so are we gonna live in this or not? I mean the floors are creeping up goddamn bloodshot mud pies right now, whatever. What is this shit? This house is actually literally bleeding red mud. Because apparently that's what the Crimson Peak is, I forgot what the fuck it was. I'm not gonna lie. I stopped paying attention in the middle of the film because the middle of the film was just fucking boring. Because a lot of it is dealing with a lot of the ghost shit and her just running around. And by the way, these ghosts are on her side in the movie. They're not here. They're here to help with the murder mystery, if you will, that revolves Jessica Chastain and Tom Hiddleston. These ghosts do absolutely not a goddamn thing. And if anything, it's so jarring and mind-boggling that it kind of takes you out of the fucking movie to where you just don't give a shit. Because all they do is just point to where shit happens. They're like Edward from fucking Twilight or whatever. They just pop up whenever bad shit's about to happen and tell you, beware of the Crimson Peak. And it's like, bitch, what the fuck does that even mean? What is that supposed to mean to me? You've been saying that shit my whole life to me or whatever, and yet you still yet to give me a fucking meaning. You can grab me and shake a bitch or whatever, but you can't tell me what the fuck Crimson Peak mean. And which, now here's my problem with Jessica Chastain. Even though I thought she did a fantastic job in here, that bitch knew no subtlety in this film at all. She is on, she's like goddamn Dane DeHaan from Amazing Spider-Man 2. Soon as she's on screen, she's already snarling at people. Well, not snarling like her, snarling, but it's like as soon as they introduce her character or whatever, she's already got her eyes down, just gleaming at people, just staring at them and shit, and just like, yeah, something creepy is going on with that bitch. There's something wrong with her. And then there's just a couple of outbursts that she had and stuff. There's even a part where Mia Wasikowska's character, Edith, is shaking and shit because she saw a ghost. And they're just like, oh, no, it was just a dream, your imagination or whatever and stuff. And then Jessica Chastain is, you'll never leave this house. Without. Even Tom Hiddleston had to look at her and just go like, damn, bitch, do you know what subtlety means, girl? What are you doing right now? I love this look he give her, too. He's just like, and people, you can see it in the trailer, too. It's in the scene where she's sitting in the chair and Jessica Chastain's like, you'll never leave this house. He just kind of looks up at her like. So basically what we find out, and you could tell this from a mile a minute, obviously. The murder mystery here is, I thought was good, but it's so mishandled and jarring, whatever, that it takes away from it really, really too much, whatever, because it's fucking predictable as well. But I thought that was the only thing going for this movie, and I was actually invested into it because I thought that Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain did such a great job with it. Which, by the way, Jessica Chastain, there's a scene of her with her hair down or whatever, and it's all long and shit, and it's black. Oh, my God, Jessica Chastain. She got sexier in this movie. Like, the longer the movie went on, she just kept getting sexier. I was looking at her like, girl, I like the Crimson Peak on your ass all day, every day. Please, for the love of God. I mean, I see where those the blood is coming out from the ceiling and shit like that. It ain't from no Crimson Peak. Somebody went down too hard on Jessica Chastain. But anyway, she's on the ultimate period. But the murder mystery about it. So basically, you know, it's kind of going back and forth between there's this doctor who's kind of in love with Edith as well, obviously, and he's kind of investigating. I think it was played by Charlie Hunnam, plays Alan McMichael in here, and he's doing research on, like, you know, her father just somebody murdered him, and I'm gonna do the research on it. And he talks to the private investigator that her father hired, and finds out that Tom Hiddleston is already married. So he goes to England to save her, and, you know, Edith, she goes into the basement that you hear in the trailer never to go down to, and she finds this case, and apparently we're to believe that it was from his former wife, and she gets it open, and she's listening to these tapes. And you always wondered why Jessica Chastain, and I just assumed because they were just British, kept giving her tea and shit like that, and then she's, Mia Wasikowska, she's just, like, seeing photos of Tom Hiddleston and this chick, and she's seeing, next thing you know, it's a baby involved or whatever and shit, and now she's hearing these audio files or whatever, and it's telling her, I'm slowly dying, they're killing me, don't drink the tea, bitch. That was the best goddamn clue in the whole fucking movie. Instead of talking about don't go to the Crimson Peak or point to a goddamn wall or something like that, is that this fucking tape actually said don't drink the tea, bitch. Because it was slowly poisoned, which, by the way, they just dropped that shit, because you know, everybody said, oh, she stopped drinking the tea, but then Jessica Chastain made a point of, like, but that's why I started putting the poison in her food. It was just like, for a minute, like almost a scene, she was sick, and then it just wore off when shit got amped up towards the end. But there's even a scene where Mia Wasikowska, she sees I'm supposedly thinking it's his ex-wife, Tom Hiddleston's ex-wife, and holding the baby, and she's like, I know who you are, what do you want with me or whatever, and then the ghost just points, because that's all they fucking do in this movie, it just points to a door, and she walks in and she sees, like, Tom Hiddleston with barely a shirt on, and Jessica Chastain, oh, with that lovely fucking black hair of hers, whatever, and I think she looked damn near hotter with black hair, if anything, whatever, that black hair was flowing, and she had half her shirt off and shit like that, and you just staring with that beautiful-ass, beautiful structured face of hers, whatever, that I'd like to make a baby out of. God damn, maybe she was looking good in this scene right here. I wanted to drink her bath water. And they were getting it on. I'm talking about they was getting it on. They was getting, like, all you hear is Tom Hiddleston. She's like, yeah, take it, bitch. And he's like, I am the god of, mischief. Oh. But, so then we later find out, and then, you know, because Mia Wasikowska say, you two are the married ones or whatever. And Jessica Chastain saying, bitch, we ain't married. That's my brother. I'm just fucking him. So that was cool. I mean, as predictable as it was, I was into that shit. But then, once again, why the fuck are the ghosts here, man? The ghosts really ruined the fucking movie, man. I mean, he should have just kept it a period piece, Victorian-style murder mystery, and just of I don't know, like, this brother and sister looking for money, pretty much. So they kill his father, only for Tom Hiddleston to marry this chick and steal her fortune. And her finding out the clues and mystery that, you know, they murdered her father and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Not all this voodoo shit that was going on in this film, man. This shit was stupid as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. And it was just jarring to me. It's just like, why would he fucking do this? I will say this, though. The music in here is great. And just like Guillermo del Toro, he has a thing for visuals. I don't know where the fuck it was at in Pacific Rim, but he has a thing for visuals. And his visuals in here look spectacular. I thought the ghosts looked like shit, personally. They were just fucking bones with extra drop of blood or blood snow on them, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But it looked terrible. I thought it just looked like shit. But the cinematography of you know, the costumes. I love the costumes in this. The costumes, the snow, and everything. I thought it looked great. I will say, though, towards the later of the film, it gets almost too fucking bloody. To the point where it's just like, I don't even feel that this film needed to be that gory looking or whatever and shit. I thought, actually, I was like, you could tone that down just a tad bit. I mean, the only thing you really had working for this movie, obviously, is the murder mystery. But the thing is, the longer the film go on, Edith, Mia Wasikowska here, she just becomes more boring. I ain't gonna lie. And there's even a scene where, you know, even Tom Hiddleston, he's just like, for the love of Christ, Jessica, tone it down, please. I mean, he's like, we don't really have to do this. And we later find out that she's the one that killed her father and stuff like that. I mean, she's really the mastermind behind everything. And she even killed their mother and stuff like that. And my God, Jessica, you play a sexy ass crazy chick. I mean, you can beat me upside the head with a fucking axe all you want or whatever, as long as you just take them panties off or whatever. But, and then she even kills her own brother because, you know, Tom, we later find out Tom Hiddleston's been doing this all over the world damn near and shit. And, just trying to see if this would work with anyone. And it really hasn't worked with anyone except for this one. And, you know, we find out that, you know, he's never had sex with any of those women except for Mia Wasikowska's character. And it drives her insane. I mean, Jessica Chastain loses her shit to find out that, like, oh, Tom Hiddleston's in love with her and stuff. So she ends up stabbing his ass and kill him. And as beautiful as this shot was with the whole snow and her and Jessica Chastain fighting, Mia Wasikowska and Jessica Chastain fighting, the shit just got silly towards the end. There's even a scene where she's got this big-ass axe that, or a butcher knife that she used to kill her mother. And she's looking at Mia Wasikowska, who damn near should be dead because this bitch fell off a two-story. And I don't give a damn if she landed in the snow or not. I go snowboarding or whatever, and I've done jumped off ramps and shit, and that shit still hurt. You just don't fall from two stories like that or whatever and then just walk that shit off the next day. But apparently they did in this film. And I thought the consistency of the injuries in this film was just bullshit, to be honest. But there's Jessica Chastain's holding this butcher knife to her, and they're distances apart, and she's doing, jumping up at her. And so I was like, bitch, what the fuck is that supposed to do? I got a knife, you got a knife, but we nowhere near each other right now, so why the fuck would I be afraid of that? And then I kid you not, the ending battle here in the snow and shit, Mia Wasikowska says, help me. And she's like, no one here to help you, whatever. They said, look behind you. And you see a ghost version of Tom Hiddleston just standing there. I'm just like, ah, seriously? Are we serious here about this? And I thought it looked silly as shit. I'm not going to lie. It looked like Tupac's hologram. That's how shitty it looked, to be honest. So it really was just mind-jarring as to why he would do that, though. But I guess, whatever. This is one of the reasons I don't like fucking Guillermo del Toro is because he just loses his shit. He doesn't have nobody to tell him to tone that shit down or take it back or not or anything like that. I think the best this movie has to offer is the performances of Tom Hiddleston and Jessica Chastain. Even as untamed Jessica Chastain's character is in this film, I think she still delivers a great job. Actually, this is probably the sexiest I've seen Jessica Chastain, and I want to say this is probably my favorite performance out of her because I think she holds it up to, I'm not even going to say favorite performance, no. I mean, one of my favorite performances out of her because I think she adds just, oh my God, so much elements of creepy to her. It's just like, yeah, something ain't right with you, bitch. But overall, if the movie wouldn't have added this ghost shit in here, maybe it would have got higher. If the movie didn't become so batshit predictable with making Jessica Chastain's character so out there or whatever, then maybe it would have been getting higher. But for me, the only thing this movie really got going for me is just that I love their performances and I love the atmosphere of the film and I love the murder mystery part of it. I mean, I didn't love it. I liked it a lot, but I thought that was the only thing that this movie had going. So I'm just going to give it a stream it. But Jessica Chastain, I'm giving her sexy ass a fucking, I want to put my crimson peak on her.
This is your home now.